Lift him up, June 2. The teacher sent by God. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Christ maintained an all-sided, firm self-possession in his remarkable sympathy for others. He did good with a tranquility and patient continuance never equaled by any human being. The Pharisees and Sadducees were always on his track, and many of them, as they listened to his words, and noted his calmness, even when assailed by passionate, uncourteous men, believed on him. All the contempt and bitterness that Christ met day by day could not rob him of his self-possession. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. He never overstepped the bounds of decorum. Who was he? The Majesty of Heaven, the King of Glory. The storm raised by his opponents beat about him, but he heeded it not. He could afford to be calm, for he was the living embodiment of truth. And those today who bear the message of truth to the world should study the life of Christ and practice his lessons. Never forget that you are children of the heavenly King, sons and daughters of the Lord of hosts. Maintain a calm repose in God, even when meeting with those who are moved by a power from beneath to uphold falsehood. Be sure that the best weapons they possess are not able to destroy the truth, however they may strive to blacken it by misrepresentation. If God be for us, who can be against us? He was the teacher sent by God to instruct mankind. As one in whom all restorative power is found, Christ spoke of drawing all men unto him and of giving the life everlasting. In him there is power to heal every physical and every spiritual disease. Christ came to our world with a consciousness of more than human greatness, to accomplish a work that was to be infinite in its results. Where do you find him when doing this work? In the house of Peter the fisherman, resting by Jacob's well, telling the Samaritan woman of the living water. He generally taught in the open air, but sometimes in the temple, for he attended the gatherings of the Jewish people. But oftenest he taught when sitting on a mountainside or in a fisherman's boat. He entered into the lives of these humble fishermen. His sympathy was enlisted in behalf of the needy, the suffering, the despised, and many were attracted to him. And to those who are longing for rest and peace today, just as truly as those who listened to his words in Judea, he is saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."